AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In the Middle East today, the U.S. military said it fired on an Iranian oil tanker. Saqa Meghani reports that came as President Trump tries to push Tehran into a deal to end the war.
Here at the White House, the president had just praised the Navy's blockade of Iranian ports.
It's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through.
Minutes later, U.S. Central Command said a fighter jet shot the rudder of an Iranian-flanked tanker trying to breach the blockade. That came as Washington and Tehran appear to be edging toward an agreement to stop the war.
We'll see whether or not they can make a deal that's satisfactory to us.
The president earlier said if that does not happen, the bombing starts. Separately, Israel hit Beirut's southern suburbs for the first time since a ceasefire between the Jewish state and Hezbollah was announced nearly 3 weeks ago. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
France is moving an aircraft carrier strike group south for a potential mission in the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices eased and stock markets rallied worldwide on hopes for a deal. Brent crude settled above $101 per barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 612 points, or about 1.2%, the S&P 1.5%, and the NASDAQ close to 2%. But U.S. gas prices keep climbing. AAA says the national average has now topped $4.50 per gallon. In other news, Jennifer King reports.
Police in Edmond, Oklahoma have made an arrest after a weekend shooting that killed a young woman and left nearly two dozen others injured.
Multiple subjects produced firearms and discharged in excess of 80 rounds.
Police Chief J.D. Younger says 18-year-old Jalen Davis turned himself in and is being held on a $1 million bond.
That charge is in the process of being upgraded to felony murder.
The 18-year-old who died from her injuries, Aviana Smith Gray, was a high school senior. Her family says she loved to sing and dance and was looking forward to graduation. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. CNN founder Ted Turner has died at 87.
The pioneer behind cable news transformed an obscure Atlanta television station into the first 24-hour all-news TV network. Turner was a philanthropist, owned sports teams, was a champion yacht racer, and had once been married to actor Jane Fonda, who had said this about him.
Funny and outrageous. I mean, you know, second date, he's telling me that he's rewritten the Ten Commandments.
He sold Turner Broadcasting to Time Warner in 2000. He said this about the AOL merger.
I did it with as much or more excitement and enthusiasm as I did on that night when I first made love some 42 years ago.
Turner once bragged, if only I had a little humility, I'd be perfect. In later years, he was slowed by Lewy body dementia. President Trump called him one of the all-time greats. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.